Sí, man. Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namine Gauratise namaha. Sri Chaitanya manovishtam sthapitam jena bhutale sayang rupa kadamayam dadati sapadantikam. He Krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namaste. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Siman Rajapal Sahab, bhaiyon aur bahanon, main bhi Hindi achhi tarah se nahi bol sakta hoon. Hamara American chela Siman Achyutananda Swami, he has tried to speak in Hindi and you have heard him. So similarly, Jaisa Chela is a guru. Main bhi achhi tarah se Hindi nahi bol sakta hoon. Baki Governor Sahab, Magistrate Sahab, sabhi chahte hain Hindi prachar hai. So he has given me permission to speak in English. Thank you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressed by Rupa Goswami as Mahavadanaya. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishi Maha. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine. He has assumed the name of Krishna Chaitanya. Actually, he is Krishna. That is confirmed in Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said, Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishnam Sangapangastu Parasadam Jagai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hi Sumer. So, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking his sannyas order, his name was Krishna Chaitanya. So Rupa Goswami said that you are Krishna, you have now come as Krishna Chaitanya. Why? Krishna Prema Pradaya, just to distribute love of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was Prema Pumartha Maha. Generally people understand Dharma, Artha, Kaam, Moksha. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that above Moksha, above liberation, there is love of God. That is what Prema Pumartha Maha. And this is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam that dharma prodhita kvaita vatra parama nirmasaranang satang vastava vastu vedama. And Siddhar Swami says that kvaita dharma, in simple words, cheating. Kaitava means cheating or false. So when there are false dealing, there is cheating. So according to Vyasadeva, dharma, artha, kam, moksha, that is not very essential thing. Real thing is how to advance in the science of loving God, Krishna, Krishna Prem. And the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Savai Pungshang Paru Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhokhaji Ahaituki Apratihata Jina Atma Samprasidati. If you want really peace, then you should stand on the platform of Parodharma. Parodharma, just like Krishna has described, Aparayam itastu vidhine prakitim para, para and para. Para is applicable to the Purusha and para is applicable to the prakriti. So we are prakriti, we are not Purusha. Purusha is Krishna, as described by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma parangadhama pavitram paramam bhavam purusham shasvatam adyam. And in the Brahma Sangita also it is Adi Purusham. Krishna is described Adi Purusham, Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govindam Tamahanga Bhajan. So this Krishna Bhakti, Krishna personally came to teach Krishna Bhakti. He came here in this district, Mathura, and Krishna birthplace is still there. So Krishna personally came to teach the science of Krishna Bhakti. And although he proposed that dharma sthapanartaya sambhavami juge juge, but at the end he said, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. And this is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam that dharma prajjita koitabhat. Except surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna, anything which is going on in the name of dharma, that is not dharma. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya. When Krishna came, he did not come to re-establish Hindu religion or Christian religion or Muslim religion. No. Religion is religion. Gold is gold. You cannot say Hindu gold, Muslim gold, Christian gold. That is not possible. That is not possible. That is called koitava dharma, cheating dharma. Gold is gold, pure gold. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the order or the law given by God. That is dharma. This is the simple explanation of it. If you want to know what do we mean by dharma, then dharma means dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Just like law. Law means which is given, sanctioned by the governor. You cannot make your law at home. You cannot say, the law given by the government or by the governor, I don't care for it. I shall make my own law. Oh, that is not possible. That will never be accepted as law. You can make your law. Similarly, if you manufacture dharma, without any reference to the authority, that is not dharma. That is cheating religion. Dharma prajjita kaitava. So therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, what he is speaking, mamekam saranam, that is dharma. All other things are cheating. And when Krishna says, mamekam saranam braja, he does not say to any particular community or any country or any nation. He speaks to everyone. Sarva joni sukanteya sambhavanti murtaya tasang mahajani brahma ahanga bija padapita. He says, I am the seed-giving father of all forms of life. Krishna does not say that I am speaking to Indian or the Hindus. No. Krishna is speaking to everyone, to his every son. It doesn't matter whether he is white or black or blue, it doesn't matter. These are skin disease. Krishna says that we don't take this body as yours. Asmin dehe, dehin asmin jathadehe, kaumanajum. This transformation of the body, that is natural. But within the body, the part and parcel of Krishna is there. That we have to understand, that's the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. We have to understand what is there within the body. That is the beginning of spiritual education. Unfortunately, the whole world is going on under the impression that I am this body. I am Indian, I am European. That is condemned in the Shastra. Jashyatma buddhi kunapi tridhatu sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijjadhi jatitha buddhi salilena karihiti janesu avignesu saeva gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. So jashyatma buddhi kunapi tridhatu. This bag of three dhatus, copper, pitta, vayu, if one takes it, that I am this body, I am Indian, I am American. So Shastra says, he is not even human being. So I have a gokha. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very, very important from this angle of vision that everyone is thinking this body as he is. Nobody understands that he is within this body, just like we are within this is dress. I am not this dress. This is the primary education of spiritual life. Unfortunately, it is very much lacking. And now you can see practically that these European and American boys, they are all young men, but they have forgotten the bodily relations. We have got in our institution Africans, Canadians, Australians, Europeans, Indians, but they do not consider with reference to this bodily concept of life. They live as eternal servant of Krishna. That is the instruction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver sarup hoy nitya Krishna dar. So actually, if we want to be happy, then we have to accept the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jato bhakti radho khaje. Bhakti comes out of love. You cannot make one forced to love you. It comes automatically. That automatic love is there in everyone's heart for Krishna. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti saddha kabunay sravanadi suddha chitte karaya udaya. Udaya means it is awakened. Everyone has got love for Krishna within the heart. That is natural. But that love is distributed in different ways. How? Jashyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatake sadhik kalatradishu bhomo yajadhik. This love has been distributed family-wise, community-wise, nation-wise, country-wise, like that. So this love has to be concentrated, converted to be love of Krishna. That is equal. Then everything is perfect. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, and he practically Krishna Prema Pradhaya. To develop love for somebody, that requires very elaborate process. It is not, because we are in the darkness. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam sahasyeshu kaschin jatati siddhai, jatatama visiddhanam kaschin betimam tat. So we cannot understand even Krishna. What is Krishna? Actually, there are so many malinterpretation about Krishna. I do not wish to discuss, because they have been made mistaken by big leaders. So people cannot understand even Krishna. What is Krishna? And what to speak of loving Krishna? That is very difficult job. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed this love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda is standing before you, and he delivered many sinful persons to the transcendental position of love of Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Brijanda Nandana Jai Sachi Suto Hoilo Sei, Balaram Hoilo Nitai. This Balaram, he became Nitai, and Krishna, he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These two brothers, the same two brothers, Ram Lakshan, Krishna Balaram, again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. So what was their business? The papi tapi jato chilo hari name uddhari. This is their business. All the papis and all the persons suffering from material anxieties, they delivered. Yes. How? Tarasakhi jagayar madhar. There are two brothers, Jagai and Madhai. They are very debauchers. The debauchers means, what was their fault? The fault was that they took their birth in Brahmin family, but they became woman hunters and drunkards and cheaters like that. So Nityananda Prabhu delivered them to become first class Vaishnava. Papi tapi jato chilo hari name uddhari tara sakhi jagaya. So 500 years ago, to become a drunkard was most abominable, especially in the higher section of the Hindu society. But now it has become a fashion. So if you want to develop the position of the society, position of the country, which is now full with papi-tapi, you have to accept the process of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is practically being manifested. These European-American boys, they are also the same type, Jagaya Madhaya. That's a fact. They were at least. Now they are not. So how they have become delivered? The same process. Papitapi jato chila hari name uddharila. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so important, and there is practical result that you introduce this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenseless, not with offense, then the world situation will improve very much. That's a fact. And it is being actually enacted in the present position. We are sending our men from village to village in Europe and America. We have introduced, we are taking advantage of the modern facilities. We are using this microphone for chanting Hare Krishna mantra. We are using nice buses, cars and wagons to go to village and distribute book and chant Hare Krishna. One of the leader is present here, Sriman Tamal Krishna Goswami. He is controlling about one dozen buses. And here is Hansadut also. He is doing the same in Germany. So we have introduced this as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered. Prithivite ache jato nagaradidya. Throughout the whole world, as many villages and towns are there, this Sankirtan movement should be introduced. And especially in India, because if in India the people are generally Krishna conscious, by artificial means they are trying to forget. This is the position. This should be stopped. They have got natural tendency for becoming Krishna conscious. Therefore, in these days, still so many hundreds and thousands of people coming to Vrindavan to relish the transcendental mellow of Krishna consciousness. And now the foreigners are also attracted to Krishna consciousness. And I am trying to place them in our temple. This temple is one of them. We have got 4 or 5 temples in India. We are constructing one big temple in Hyderabad, and we are getting good response. So it is our request to the leaders of the society and to the people of India that they may take this Krishna conscious movement, Hare Krishna movement, very seriously. It will be good for everyone, and the whole world will become peaceful. We do not expect that throughout the whole world everyone will take to Krishna consciousness. But even 5%, 2%, 3% people take to Krishna consciousness, there will be great example. Jajat acharati sreshtha lokastat anuvartate. So our only request is that this simple thing, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalu Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gatirannatha, this formula of the Vedic Shastra. And you will be surprised. I invite you to come to our different centers in Europe and America. How they are chanting, dancing before the deity Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda or Radha Krishna. Recently, I had been to Atlanta for the first time, but the boys and the girls, they have taken 3 big houses. The middle house has been transformed into temple. How nicely they are chanting and dancing. You will be surprised if you go. So this movement is undoubtedly increasing in the foreign countries. Why not in our country? So the government, the leaders and the guardians, they should deeply contemplate on the serious nature of this movement and help us. Now we are bringing men from the foreign countries to preach. How long I shall bring? If we want to spread this movement all over India very seriously, then we invite educated, intellectual, young men to come forward to study this movement. It is not blind. We have got books. We have already published about 50 books on this movement. So, for the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is meant for both kind of men. The ordinary man without any education, illiterate, he can also take to it, and the most advanced scientists, philosophers, philanthropists, politicians, they also can take to it. So, we are helping both ways. Those who are educated scientists, philosophers, for them we have got volumes of books. And those who are not educated, they can simply chant Hare Krishna. That will help them, both ways. Therefore, this movement has become important and interesting. Our books are being purchased by the topmost class of men, big professors in the universities. They are giving standing order. The books which are not published, they are putting standing order. Here our one sannyasi is present, Satsarup. He is visiting libraries, universities, professors, and we are getting very good response. So don't take it as a sectarian movement. Don't misunderstand this movement as a CIA movement. These are our foolishness. Do you think that the Americans are so fools that for propagating their CIA movement they will become Vaishnava and chant and dance? The Americans have become so fools. No, they have taken it very seriously. They are not CIA, not American, nor European. They are Vaishnavas, they are servants of Krishna. Don't misunderstand them. And try to cooperate and help this movement for the benefit of the whole human society. Thank you very much.